Hey everybody, it's I don't even know what date it is anymore. It's the beginning of finals week
Woohoo!
and I'm trying to get this ball rolling with, starting with
There
new
we go.
athletes and cool people like
Yeah,
Meg.
for sure.
Wait, how do you, is it Reese?
Reese,
Reese.
like Reese's
Okay.
Pieces.
Reese's Pieces. We're here with
It
Meg.
always gets mispronounced like rice or
I
rise.
know, I'm like, I never know how to pronounce it. I'm always like,
Reese's. So Reese's Pieces.
I like it. Those are
My
good. Those are good candy.
favorite candy.
It's
So it goes along with my
perfect,
name.
perfect, perfect,
It
right?
works out.
So we're here, and Meg is currently a junior, right,
Yes,
on the
correct.
dance team. And oh man,
Oopsies,
what are you studying? Like, who are
bon up.
you?
Yes,
Talk about yourself.
so I'm a junior and I'm from Iowa City. So I grew up like a Hawkeye and then I came here. So I'm kind of like making the switch over. But I am elementary education major and I just finished my first like practicum experience. So I'm like doing all my real teaching kind of now, which has been really fun.
That's awesome.
And then I was in third grade. It was really fun. And then I've been on the dance team for 3 years. And then I'm in Kyo at Iowa State. So, and then I also am involved in Salt Company. And that's kind of how me and Mariah know each other's through our connection group. So, yeah,
That's
it's a little
literally the best
bit
like
about me.
mentor I've ever encountered. So I'm very grateful.
No,
Yes,
no.
yes.
I like can't take compliments. And every people are
You're
like,
like,
look, stop.
no, please don't say it.
Stop.
But you started as a Hawkeye growing up in Iowa City and you came here.
Right.
How does that feel to
Well,
convert?
so I'm just like when I was little, I was like, I would never, ever in a million years go to Iowa State. Like I was very much against it. Cause like I remember like the CyHawk games growing up, I'd always be like, oh, like I'd be like totally on like the Hawkeye train and like Iowa State's irrelevant, blah, blah, blah. And then my mom was like, you should really go on a visit of like the three big state schools, which I ended up canceling my UNI visit after my because I went to Iowa State first and I like absolutely loved it and I fell in love with it immediately. And I was like, I just felt so homey. And my older sister was going here at the time. So, well, she was going to DMAC, but she lived in Ames. So then I could like kind of that connection with her being in Ames. And then just honestly, like, felt really homey. It sounds cheesy, but it's there's like a sense of comfort here that I didn't feel in my city.
Yeah.
So, and I wanted to go to a different place than like everyone from high school.
Right.
So that's what I did. And I love it so much. And I feel like all my best friends go to Iowa. So it's kind of fun that like I get to kind of have my own thing here. And then like if they come visit, it's like my kind of place I get to show
Yeah.
them. So yeah,
Which
it's
I
so
feel
fun.
like Iowa has like your three big schools in it, and it's like, oh, it's either your Iowa or Iowa State, which is
Yeah.
crazy to me.
I know.
That's awesome.
You like can't be bold. That's
Yes.
craziness. And then I go home and I get so much crap for it every time. But it's fun. I like it.
It's good. So, like, you said you fell in love with Iowa State, but
Yes.
like, what's your favorite memory here since you've been here for 3 years?
I would say my favorite memory. I feel like I have a lot of favorite memories. Like I was looking back at, I always make a semester recap video like at the end of every
Yes,
semester.
such a vlogger.
And I like look back and I'm like think about all the times that I was like so lucky to have here. And I feel like it's like crazy if I take a step back and think of like 3 years ago or like 3 years from now. Like I'm never gonna be like in this place with these people again. So I literally just like the smallest things, but I would say my favorite, like biggest memory I had was last year, traveling for NCAA tournaments because Iowa State men's team was doing really well.
Yeah.
And we were in Milwaukee. And I don't remember we played the first round, LSU. We played LSU, and I think that was on a Friday. And we beat them. And I don't know if we were projected to or not, but then we had to play again on Sunday. So we had to stay the whole weekend and then we played Wisconsin in Milwaukee and we beat them and it was like literally the best feeling in the world. It was so much fun and just traveling with the team and like getting to fly with them, like it's just like a really, really cool experience. And I think I like with COVID being my freshman year, I hadn't really had that experience yet. So that was just something that was like so exciting. And like when I thought about like when I was little and like when you want to like dance in college or like this and that, it was like one of those moments where I was like, wow, like this is so cool that we get these opportunities.
Yeah,
So
because
I would say
that
so.
was a Sweet 16. Yeah, so what was that experience like?
Yeah, so we made it to the Sweet 16 at that tournament in Milwaukee. And then Sweet 16 was in Chicago. And for the Sweet 16, I traveled with the women's team to North Carolina. And
Oh,
that was like
yes.
so much fun just because I have like the biggest girl crush on the entire women's team because I just think they're so cool because they're so good. And they're like so humble. I just think they're like a whole bunch of baddies. And I so like that was really fun. And they I think they unfortunately lost and they were playing Creighton, maybe? I think they played Creighton. And they lost, but it was still, like, so fun. And I remember we, like, got all dressed up and, like, went to the mall and then got to, like, go with the cheer team and, like, practice. And we had nationals 2 weeks later, so we had to, like, and all of our dances were changing. So we had to, like, dance a bunch there, like, in, like, little ballrooms and fix a bunch of stuff from our dances. So it was really chaotic, but it was really, really fun.
So, like, obviously you travel with. So there's, like, two different – is there Cardinal
yes.
Gold?
Yes. So we have two squads, Cardinal and Gold. And really the only difference is that Cardinal travels for basketball and Gold travels for football. And then once we compete, both the squads combine. So there's 42 of us total. And we have, like, three dances and there's 20 people in each dance. So, like, we all just disperse among the dances. But when it comes down to it, like, they're pretty much the same. It's just the travel aspect that's different.
Sure. Mm-hmm. So when it's – when season's over, obviously you guys go into nationals and all that, like postseason. Is that for dance?
Kind of like we do. So the dance season is pretty hefty. Like it starts in May and then it ends in April. Okay. So it's pretty much a year round thing, but over the summer it's pretty chill. And then obviously we have football season, which is like so much fun. And then basketball season, which wraps up in March. And then we have about a month before nationals. So that's kind of like the time where we like hit really hard with like our dance stuff rather than like doing things for like the other sports, because like we are the spirit squad, so our primary job is to like cheer on the athletics and stuff. So like once that stuff wraps up is when really we like hone in on our competitiveness with our dances that we're doing so we can take them to nationals in April. So yeah,
that's awesome. Mm-hmm. And you guys went to nationals this past year.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it's always like,
how was that experience?
It's like so fun. It's like, it's in Daytona Beach, and if you ever watched Cheer,
yes,
the show Cheer, it literally is, like, just, like, because Navarro's there, like, Trinity Valley, all these things that compete, and the environment's just, like, so fun, because everyone's there to compete, and everyone has their game faces on, so, and every year, you have your rivals that you, like, see, and then it's, like, you try to, like, walk past them, and, like, be all cool, so it's so fun, because it's just kind of, like, the accumulation of the whole season, and we really put, like, a lot of work in behind the scenes that a lot of people like don't see just because our primary job, like I said, is like athletics.
Right.
But these like 3-4 hour practices we're having 4 times a week is like when we're really like working on our like cardio, doing these dances over and over and over. And then it's a long, long season. And so when April gets here and we get to compete, it just like it all pays off.
And then like you can go somewhere warm and really
enjoy it after
a really cool winter.
It's so rewarding. And it's just so, you said it's so warm. It's so fun. You get to get away, like all your best friends. And we compete usually Thursday through Saturday. And then Sunday we get to like go to the beach and all the things. But this year it's actually over Easter. So that'll be an interesting experience to like compete around Easter. But that'll be fun. But yeah, it's always, I look forward to it. It's like one of my favorite parts of the season.
That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, so my goodness. That's amazing. So then you guys represented like the U.S. national team.
Yeah.
At nationals? Or
and so we got reached out to. So for the USA national team, there's an application process. So you apply, send in videos, this and that, and then you get chosen. So they choose one team for POM, one team for jazz, one team for hip hop across colleges. So those teams were chosen, and we got chosen for the Palmer team. So we had two nationals coaches or two worlds coaches come in and like train us in our dances, like do this and that, like fix things up. And then travel down to Orlando, ESPN, Wide World of Sports, which is where I competed in high school. So like full circle moment for like a lot of girls who competed in high school for nationals, and then just got to like represent the USA. And I think that was a really big kind of turning point for our team, because it was like something that I never expected that like I would do in college, and a lot of girls didn't expect. And so it's really rewarding to see that like other people could see like what we had to offer, because I think a lot of times with dance it's like you practice and practice and practice for like 2 minutes, and then it's like a lot of people don't really understand dance, which is totally fine. So when they watch, it's like cool and stuff, but like to be like the USA national team is like wow, like I think that gets in like a lot of people's heads. It's like okay, that's like really cool. And so I think that was like really awesome for us, just for like our hard work to be kind of like just seen by like, I think the athletics does a really great job of like recognizing us and all those things, but just by like peers and like the community and stuff. So that was really fun.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
because you guys bust, like last year, you know, I lived with Bella And yeah. She every time I'd see her, I'd be like, oh, hey. And then it's like, she's gone for
I know. My roommate jokes with me because I'm always like, going to dance, be back, going to dance, be back, going to dance, I'll be back. Like, yeah. I'm just always like on the run with that stuff. But I love it so much. And it's definitely like an adjustment. But I would say compared to what it could be based on like other athletics, it's a great balance. Like, I feel like I still have time to like hang out with my friends and like make memories outside of dance. But dance is also like a big part of my college experience. But it's not like overpowering, I would say. It's more of like something that's like I want to go do, but it definitely is like different than if I like a lot of my friends in my close circle aren't on dance. Like, I have like my dance friends that we're with like all the time, and then I live in Cayo, and so it's definitely different from them. Like, being able to like just chill at night or like not to wake up early for work.
Right. So
I'm like, oh, that would be nice. But then it's like, I wouldn't trade it for the world, because just like the memories and the opportunities I've been able to have are like crazy. And they're ones I'm going to remember when I'm like an old lady and I'm like looking back at my life when I was younger and that stuff.
Yeah. Like three years in. Yeah. One more year, girl.
I know. I'm like having a hard, I'm accepting that because I love. I just love Iowa State so much. Like, I love being here, love everything about it, love my friends, and it's just gonna be really weird. Like, this time next year, I'll be like wrapped up with my final football season and like heading into my last. Like, I know, and it's like, I feel like you, like, I met you when you were a freshman, I was a sophomore, and that was probably, I mean, it's over a year ago. And like, here we are, and then a year from now, and it just flies by, it goes by so fast. So, it's definitely gonna be. It's gonna be weird, but I'm excited for like my next like phase of life after that. But I'm also like, I'm still a child. Like, I'm so young. I don't feel ready for that.
Child at heart.
Yes, I don't feel ready for that. Like,
well, it's good that you'll be working with kids. Yes, you can keep your inner child.
Yes, I'm excited. I've loved my practicum experience, so it's been like encouraging because I know I really like my my job as a teacher someday. So super exciting. But awesome. I know I just want to be in college forever. I love it.
Would you ever coach dance?
I definitely would. I go home and help with my high school team a lot because they are just practicing all the time. So, like, when I go home for breaks, they'll have a couple practices and my coach reaches out to us and, like, has us come, a lot of the alum.
Yeah.
And I love it because I feel like it's, like, especially somewhere that's, like, my, like, alma mater, I guess, which that sounds really, like, fancy, like, alma mater, but it's just my high school team. But it's just fun because it's, like, I want that legacy to continue on. So, like, going back is something that's, like, I want to push them so that they can, like, have the reward and, like, the outcome that they deserve because they're so talented. So, I think I love seeing, like, being on that side of things because I just love, like, seeing – I mean, I obviously love working with kids, like, being a teacher. So, I just love seeing, like, the reward and people, like, reaching their goals and pushing past, like – points where they didn't think they could, because I would say my high school coach is very like intense, so like I just think it'd be really, really fun to coach, and I would coach college too eventually. I just don't know if that's like, that'd probably take a lot more steps to get to that point, but yeah, it's much more of a commitment. But I would coach high school for
how
sure.
Have you been dancing for in total,
or when did you I started dancing when I was 5, so I started studio dance, and I just did like ballet, jazz, tap, like all the basic routines. And then I later started to do competition, and then I fell in love with it. Like, I've always loved dance from like the second I started. And so high school, I was like, well, I always looked up to my high school team when I was little. And so I was like, I want to do that someday. And then I remember I like made varsity as a freshman. And it was like the best moment of my life. And I was like,
what a stuff.
No, but I like remember I was like, this can't be real. Like, looking back when I was such a little baby, and that was like such an exciting thing for me. And then going through college, going through high school, I did dance team. And then I was looking at where I was going to go to college. And it's like, well, I want to go somewhere with like a really well-established dance team that's going to like push me. And I'm going to feel like I'm in a place where I'm like improving and like working hard and this and that. And so I looked at Iowa State and I like loved the program so much. And so then that was during COVID.
Did you know you were going to dance in college?
I think I always knew I was going to do some kind of dance in college. Whether that was going to be like a dance program at a school or like dance minor or major or dance team. I think as I got older, I kind of fell in love more with dance team rather than I did with like studio dance and like ballet and all those things. Cause when I was younger, that's kind of what I did. But I just loved the team aspect of being on like a high school team. And I loved how it was like always loud and everyone was always cheering for each other. Like, I absolutely loved that. And so I think I decided probably like my junior year that I wanted to do like dance team.
That's awesome.
So then I just started like looking around, but I knew I didn't want to be super far from home, but not super close to home. So then I was kind of getting all that figured out. And then I had someone who's from my hometown that was on Iowa State dance team. I looked up to her a lot. So
That's the best
then I
when you
was
could look
like,
up to someone for
yeah.
advice from them.
Right. And so I'd like text her about things like, oh, like what's this like? What's this like? And then she'd send me kind of advice for tryouts and stuff. And I think it was like surreal when I made it because I just felt like very like it's just a crazy kind of thing. Cause I feel like your whole life you like wait for like moments like that. It sounds like dramatic, but it was very like it was just like a rewarding thing of like all the years that I put into it that I can like be doing this now and like continue to dance in college when like not everyone gets to have that experience. So
Right.
yeah, I've been dancing, I guess, now for gosh, since I was 5. I'm not good at math, and I think that's like 15 years.
Yeah,
Ugh,
that's a
it's
long
crazy.
time. That's a
Almost
long
16.
dedication. And like you've been running a bit, like you did a half
Yeah.
marathon and stuff,
Right.
so.
So I actually like hated running. And so I was like, I want to force myself to love running because I like always say things about like
That is
getting
quite
runner's
impressive.
high,
Yes.
this and that. So I was like, I'm gonna make myself love to run. So I signed up for half marathons. Like, can I sign up for this? And I literally have to. So me
That's
and
the
my boyfriend
spirit.
signed up for half marathon, and then we kind of kept each other accountable
You
this
both did
summer.
it
Yeah.
together.
Yeah.
That
So we
is
like kept each
awesome.
other accountable this summer. And it started out really small, like, you know, like 3 miles, 2 miles, and I hated it. Like, I was like, this sucks. But then
Running.
I ran the half marathon. I just remember, like, I have never before, and I didn't run farther than 5 miles because I stopped my training when I got back to school because of dance.
Yeah.
And I never meant to, but I just got really overwhelmed with dance. And so then I was like, well, I'm just gonna wing it. So I never ran more than 5. And then I remember I was like, oh my gosh, like the day of, I was so freaking scared because I was like, I'm gonna die. And literally
You told me you didn't run for like, I mean,
3 months, literally 3 months.
and you just went in and
And
ran.
I was like, I'm just gonna go run it. So I did.
Did it hurt?
No, like, well, so I got to mile like 9, and that's when I started hurting. It was at mile
Yes.
9, which is like, what? Like, that is so far for me to go to not hurt. If I, it was the adrenaline of everyone around me and
Yeah.
like everyone doing it and seeing the people around you that were like working so hard too. It was like a really cool feeling. And then I remember we ran the whole time. I was like, we're probably gonna have to walk,
That
but
is
then we didn't. We ran
awesome.
the whole thing. And I remember when I crossed the finish line, I started bawling. I was like, we did that. It was
Yeah.
like the coolest feeling ever. I want to run a full eventually, but
Oh,
just not.
girl.
Not in the near
Not
future
in your future.
because
You got
I,
time.
yeah, dance is
Maybe after
kicking
graduation.
my butt right now. So I'm
Yeah.
gonna wait until I'm like graduated. I just like to think I wanna like check that off my bucket list of like my life. And then I was on like the New York City Marathon TikTok, side of TikTok, and I was like, oh, that just looks amazing. So I think it'd be fun. I just think it'd definitely be a struggle. Like when I finished like a 13.1, I'm like, I literally cannot fathom doing that twice because
Yes.
I hurt so bad. I like crossed and then I was like limping everywhere. But it was so fun, like
You really just
very
put your
cool.
mind to it, and it's amazing how you
Yeah,
still did
I
that.
guess I did, which I didn't know. But I was like, I never would imagine myself to like be able to do that, but I guess I just did.
Yeah.
And like having Ben there, he was like, you have to like he's
You
very
had to,
like
but did he continue his training?
yeah, and he's very like accountable with like his like stuff. And since he's like not like he like did sports in high school. So it's like this
Sure.
is that's where he like can keep up his like fitness and stuff. So he was like really grinding. So I was like, well, I'm gonna have to do it. So but that was
Oh
great.
my goodness, I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That's wow. Yeah, but
Yeah,
it's
it's
awesome
fun.
to hear about all
Thank
the
you
different
for
things.
yes, thank you for asking me about all of it. It's great. I feel like I never like sit down and like think about all of this. Like I very like I do like seldomly, but I feel like I like it's important for me to like sit down and think about like all the like gifts and opportunities that like doing this has given me. Because I feel like with
Absolutely.
sports, it can be easy to be like get like kind of like in your head about it because it's hard and the season's long and you kind of like doubt yourself and like this and that. So I feel like it's good to think about like all the great and like happy times because like that's what you work for. So and
Absolutely.
we have amazing coaches and I love my teammates. So I love it. I like would not trade it for the world and I feel very lucky that on my path I somehow chose to go to Iowa State and ended up here because it's been the best.
Good.
Yeah, and I wouldn't have met you. So,
Dude.
which is crazy if you think about like all the people that you like
Wouldn't
met at
have
Iowa State. I'm
encountered.
like, And like people that are gonna be in my life forever that I would have never
even thought about.
Yeah.
Crazy how college can do that to you.
I love college. So I just love these people.
Basketball season started a little bit ago.
Yeah.
And you've been at games.
Mm-hmm.
So have you been traveling with the basketball team since freshman year?
Yes. So we don't travel for like normal away games. Okay. We pretty much just travel for Big 12 tournament and then the NCAA tournament.
Nice.
So I've been traveling for that since freshman year. Freshman year we had COVID, so we just didn't really do any of that. And then last year it was kind of like the accumulation of like all that picked up again.
Everything.
And we went to like Kansas City for the Big 12 tournament and then traveled to Chicago and Milwaukee and North Carolina. And it was like really, really great. Like awesome. It was so much fun. It was like probably the best. Like I said,
you go
like
from
the best
literally
part.
Nothing.
Yeah.
To a whole
That's
flush
what
like, of
sophomore
everything.
Year was just like so like crazy. Cause I just like there was so much that was new, like everything being in person and like doing like the games. Like I would have never imagined that's what the football games were gonna be like, because freshman year we were in the stands and like the whole place was empty. So I like didn't know what to expect. And then I remember when I like ran out at my first game, I was like, holy moly, like this is insane. And it was like the coolest thing ever. It was like how did I get like so lucky to be able to like do this in my life? So yeah, that's been fun. So like I think now that I'm a junior and I have like that last year under my belt, I kind of like have a good grip on like how everything works now that it's all in person and stuff. So yeah, I'm excited.
Good.
It's been a good season so far.
Good.
Like really good.
Hopefully it finishes on a good note.
Yes.
And
definitely.
That they keep kicking their butt, and so do you.
Oh yeah, you know
half of things. But it was awesome talking to you.
Yeah, thank you for having me. I'm glad that you're doing this. You're gonna rock it.
Thanks.
Your first podcast. Let's go. Bye, fans.